from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Here as we head towards the 4th of July. No foyer tomorrow.
Wait, aren't you impressed at how focused I am today, too, by the way?
Yeah, we've had a real tough one talking about the Celtics today.
Oh, lucky me.
Man, oh, man.
A lot of help from the fans, too, chiming in. No anger, no discontent,
no
panic either. I'm amazed. Everybody's, like, fine with it.
Well, I know there was a little bit of anger this morning on the Greg Hill Show. From some people who were, you know, hot and bothered and upset. Like, I'm sure they're out there. I'm sure they would love to kvetch and moan, but man, oh man, you gotta dig deep. You really gotta dig deep to kind of get on Wick Grosbeck for the decisions that they made.
No, he played this perfectly.
And if Jason Tatum wasn't signed, that would be the number one topic by far. Oh, my God, there's an ownership change. What's JT going to do? That's why that nugget of info and getting that out there was so important yesterday. I don't know how this is going to go. Sorgia in Mansfield talking about Wick maybe selling the team. Hello, Sorgia. Are you okay?
Gresh for you. How you guys doing?
What's up?
We're good. How more worried about you?
I'm doing as good as I can. Like, that's the thing. Like, I did listen to the Greg Hill Show this morning. You can't be mad at Wick. You know what I mean? Like, he gave me 2 championships in the prime of my life. Like, how can I get mad at this guy, right? The only thing that's really scaring me now is I keep hearing the John Henry this, John Henry that. And I just don't want that man within a 1,000-foot pole of this team. You know what I mean? Like, I understand as Boston's fans, we have unreal expectations, but at the end of the day, we know we can't win every year, right? But you look at the investment that the Celtics have made for the 4 to 5 years coming, like, not a lot of teams are going to do this. Not a lot of teams are going to go into that second apron of the luxury tax. I think we will be fine, and I love Pags. You guys were talking to mention about it before the break. It's funny, Gresh, because I was listening to, like, the podcast show, like, over the weekend. I feel like you kind of predicted this, because on Thursday or Friday, you were definitely talking about this, and this came up. But, yeah, I mean, Wick, you got to give it up to him. And, you know, as long as everyone's extended, we have, like, a 4 to 5 year window. We do what we can. Maybe we build the next Patriots dynasty and go from there. Love you, boys.
All right, Sorgia. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, Sorgia, taking it okay. And a lot of what he says is right, just in terms of if we look at how our owners supposed to operate, you know, how are they supposed to do things? What should they be invested in? Wick Grosbeck and the Celtics did about everything we could ask them to do. And even if the Celtics had come up short against Dallas, we would have all been devastated. But it would have been a couple of NBA finals under his stewardship with 1 championship. I mean, again, you gotta really pick some nits to sort of quibble with Wick and family doing this. Tom in Boston, Gresh and Fourier. What up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Tommy. What do you have?
Hey, I love the show. I just want to talk about Wick. A few things. You know, first off, I can't hate on a guy that got us two championships. At the end of the day, we got to just say thank you, no matter what. But I will say, you know, over the last 20 years, he was constantly saying, hey, I'll pay the luxury tax. I just don't want to pay the luxury tax for a non-championship team, you know. And as soon as we get the championship team and it's time to pay the luxury tax, then he's out of town. So in that regard, just for that alone, I do feel like we got a little bit of a rug. But there's a bright side, which, yeah, we are second apron, but the NBA salary cap's about to go up next year. So how much is it going to go up? Like, are our contracts even going to be expensive next year relative to how much the cap's going to be? So, you know, I think that's something people should look at, you know, just keeping to account that, you know, the sooner you pay, the less you pay. So, you know, that's just something I think we should think about.
No, Tom, that's a fair point on the whole, the sooner you pay, the less you pay. That is something I do subscribe to. Salary cap for the 24-25 season is set at $140 million. Now, where it goes from there will be an infusion of capital. Fourier, did I roll this out to you when we were talking about this pre-show? I found a graph. This is amazing. The NHL salary cap was 10% higher than the NBA's for the 2014-2015 season.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't go over this with you. It's wild. So in 2014, basically the NBA cap was just north of $60 million, and the NHL was maybe around $68 million, right around there. I don't have the exact numbers, but I'm looking at this graph because since that 2014-2015 season, the NHL salary cap has grown by 28%. So it's gone to about $88 million now from around $62 million. The NBA's has gone up 123%, Fourier. 123%. So the NHL has gone up 28, and the NBA is like almost 4.5 times that. It just goes to show how the money has gotten crazy. And maybe, just maybe, when Wick Grosbeck said some of those things, the economic outlook of the NBA was a little different than what it is taking shape to be right now with a big TV deal and all that kind of stuff. But isn't that wild? The NHL salary cap in basically a 10-year period has grown 28%. The NBA's has grown 120%.
Well, it's crazy because when I think of hockey, I think of when I think of some of these deals for some of hockey's best players during free agency, yep. You know, $7 million a year, and the term is long. Like, it's seven-year deals, $7 million, $8 million.
Dollars. Yeah.
So you sit there and go, wow, man. I mean, that's a long-ass contract, and it really, like an NBA version of that contract would be 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Would be 4 years, 5 years, and it would be a player option if he wants to get out of it.
Well, look at Drew Holiday. I think his was 4 years for $130 million or something like that, or $135 on the extension, whatever it turned out to be. That's a little bit to what you're kind of talking about. But the max deals in the NHL are dwarfed by, I mean, Jesus, Jason Tatum is going to make $70 million in a year at the end of his run.
Okay, so LeBron James opts out of his contract.
Yep.
And he does it and he just sits back and he waits and he lets everybody sign. He looks at Jason Tatum. He looks at all these other guys signing these massive deals, right? The Lakers aren't going anywhere without LeBron James. Without him there, they're the most irrelevant team in the NBA, even though they're the franchise that they are.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At 40 years old, by the time he's 43, he will make his, when he turns 43, he will make $70 million. The Lakers will give him some sort of max deal where he can make $60 to $65 to $70 million. And he's going to be in his early 40s, Gresh.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Durant is turning, what is it, 36 or 37 or whatever, big dollars. Look at Chris Paul. Golden State releases
Amazing.
Chris Paul.
I know.
Because of 30 mil for a guy who's, what, pushing 40 or something like that.
It is.
Chris Paul, a guy that signed for $11 million with the Spurs, would be the tied for the ninth highest contract in hockey.
Wow.
That's my point. It's
and Chris Paul's a bum.
Absolutely.
It's a bum now.
Pastrnak is the sixth highest paid player for total contract at $90 million.
And Jesus. He is the best. Sorry, he's a top five player in the league.
Yep.
Young, exciting. Just talented.
Meanwhile, Donovan Mitchell just got 3 years and $150 million.
Right. Just wish I would have learned to.
That would be $40 million more than Shea Weber, the highest contract in hockey. And he's 36. Jesus. He signed that contract 12 years ago.
Oh, my God. That was in the silly season of NHL.
Yep.
That was like we mentioned Rick DiPietro the other day, the 15-year deal. So a 12-year deal would have been in the nutty part of the NHL kind of losing their mind a little bit when it came to those kinds of contracts. But that's really what we're talking about here. I do think, like, you know, the whole profitability thing, there is a part of me that does wonder, like, if you're making a buck, you're still making money, but it's only a buck. To a business person, it'd be like, that is no return. You know what I mean? Like, I do wonder what is the happy medium? Like, the TV money is going to come in. We know that the Celtics have part ownership in a regional sports network. We know that the CBA is locked in. So there are some cost certainties. But, boy, oh, boy. I don't know how in the world you pay what is, in essence, a couple years down the road, a $350, $400 million payroll
so
still make money.
I would say, wouldn't
and
you
that's
say,
with the tax
wouldn't you say
on.
So baseball had its crazy time, right? There's been somewhat of a reset with baseball contracts.
Oh, yeah.
There was a nutty era with baseball contracts.
The late Larry Lucchino tried to do it on his own with John Lester.
Okay, so... And I didn't think it would ever happen, but they have kind of realized, like, we can't give 15-year contracts to everybody.
Correct.
All right? So can we all just, you know, have some – be rational for a moment? The reset for this, because I'm with you, they cannot pay a basketball player $100 million for 1 year. And assuming that they may not even play all the games.
Right.
And you may be on a crappy team. So you're – what owner is going to be that desperate, dumb, and douchey to do that? Well, somehow all the owners are going to get together and be like, we need to stop this collectively. Mm-hmm. We need to put some laws in, some rules in. I don't care if they go on strike. I don't care. They run the league. We can't pay this much money. We're not making any money. Because I would say the number one priority would be to make money.
Well, I would say that some of the teams at the top, Golden State, now Boston, I would wonder about Denver as well. They're paying a pretty penny for their roster now and things like that. You know, I forget investments like the Auerbach Center, right? Like we know that here because it was, wow, they went over there. They did this thing with New Balance. They put in this nice practice. Well, that costs money. Somebody paid for that. It was an owner that paid for that. We don't even think about those kind of things in other markets. Like, I don't know, the Orlando Magic's facility could be trash. Could be what they built when they first started in, like, the early 90s. We'd have no idea. That owner would – that's a sunken cost for an owner. You know, you're doing it because it's a part of the kind of keeping up with the Joneses, to speak, in the arms race of facilities in college and pro sports.
Which normally shouldn't matter to a pro.
Agreed. It should be the money that matters.
I'm paying you.
Right.
I don't – what do you care if I have a nice facility? I just hired you to play basketball. I'll give you – I mean, not that it matters now because – you know, even like the practice facility that they used to have, the mm-hmm. Celtics have. I remember, I forgot what city it was in.
They were in Waltham.
In Waltham. I mean, that was connected to this other big gym and this whole physical therapy department.
Well, it was connected to a college, basically.
Yeah, it's got three or four full court basketball courts with the one big one in the middle, you know, and like that was all they had. I mean, I've seen this. The Arbuck Center is pretty
it's
nice.
Dope. It's so nice.
So nice. The locker rooms, everything is nice. And quite frankly, you should pretty much have that in a pro facility.
You would think so.
You should have a new hot tub. You shouldn't have the above ground hot tub, you know, with some guys throwing chlorine in there so it doesn't bubble up and get all brown.
Are you besmirching a hot tub, for crying out loud?
I love a hot tub, but if I'm in the pros, like when I was in the pros, when I first got in, they had like nothing was in ground, right?
It was the metal ones you jumped in.
That's what we would call a cold tub.
That's the Whirlpool?
The old hot tubs.
Ones
you see at people's homes.
Got it.
Above ground, brown, like, you know, panels on the side. And it was so nasty that the bubbles, like, would have this brown film on it. Like, the bubbles when you get in the tub, they would bubble up if it was dirty, if it wasn't kept. And then you have to spray this stuff into the hot tub to get rid of all the bubbles. And then all the dirt and grime that was on the bubbles was now on the edges around the hot tub.
That's disgusting.
It's just beyond disgusting. Guys would get in there naked.
In the words of Jerry Seinfeld, it's a human bacteria
disgusting.
Frap. Oh, God.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah, I can't.
You'd have to shower and just, like, de-louse yourself. Like, what you got out?
Yeah, it's – and you're right. Like, at the pro level, you would think that would be kind of standard operating procedure. But, again, look at the Patriot players going to the Wambulance on the freaking NFLPA survey.
That's college's fault, too, by the way.
Oh, it is. But you know what? It's no different than in college basketball. Like, you would – to your point, you would think that if you're a free agent in the NBA, it's really about the money. You know, do you care about the arena? Do you care about the facility? You care about the money and the taxes first and foremost. Then you kind of go from there usually. At least that's the way I think about it. But to your point, Christian, now it's so warped. Like AAU kids will walk into a gym and be like, this is just a gym.
Ugh.
They'd be like, yeah, how about you go run your ass outside, you spoiled bees. I mean, that's just the way it is. In part, it's our fault, too.
Our fault?
Oh, yeah.
How are we including?
Well, because
how are we part of the blame?
Because
game?
We, as a parenting society, have to conform to some of this. But like, God forbid, you tell little Timmy or little Janie, "Oh, how about you go play in the backyard?" Backyard? Where's my basketball court? It's the same thing. You know, it's schools. My school doesn't have this or it doesn't have that or whatever. Well, guess what? You'll survive because you don't get everything you want in life. But instead of us looking at kids and saying that, it's, well, let's bend over backwards and see if, you know, we can push Andy Hart to spending $1 million on a playground. Let's go to Carl in Westfield. Carl, good morning.
Good morning. And I have to apologize for the first time in 20 years on the radio to Gresh. Gresh has been around since before Running Water. And to call him a sidekick, the four-year who was in diapers and not even born, I'm a politician. I screw it up once in a while. But listen, you guys
Foyer's older than me, dog.
Backpedal. I'm older than Gresh, one. So I was in diapers for a different reason, like recently, because I'm lazy. Yeah. I don't want to take time to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I just figured you were into that.
Yeah. No, I could be convinced if you make a good enough claim.
A giant baby?
Yeah, fine. Baby whatever. Huey? If that's sure, I'll try it. What's your main point, Carl?
Yeah, Carl, what do you got on Wick?
It's all about the Benjamins, and what you're bringing up is extremely insightful because you're showing the actions we don't see behind the scenes. And I can guarantee you this, the $500 million, $500 million, that's estate planning. You don't pay. If it's your estate and you have to sell this, you do it now, like you said, before you lose $500 million. And the other thing is there's something called a boondoggle deal where, like, they went crazy when Jerry Jones wouldn't allow the state to get involved in building a stadium because he did it right with his family and used his own money. So I heard them screaming they need a place to put a soccer team and they don't want to pay rent to the garden anymore. So there's something going on we're not aware of yet that's going to build maybe a stadium and God forbid them if they touch the garden. And this is the other big factor, you guys. When the first time ever WWE went to Netflix and the billions and billions were seen, it's because the worldwide revenue stream, which is now the new trend, it's going to make TV look like an 8-track player or a cassette. It's not happening. The future is the world, the expanded market, and the revenue is why these new numbers are popping up. So I got a chance to save half a billion. Imagine turning $350 million into a $4 or $5 billion. These guys are hitting it right on the mark, and that's what economic timing is.
Hey, you know what, Carl? I know there's some people on Ian Brockton who are like, oh, bang away on this guy. Carl, makes sense.
I just thought, because I know we've been poo-pooing the whole idea.
Poo-poo
and diapers. I feel like I'm just keeping with the theme.
Platter.
If the Lakers can leave the Forum and move into the Staples Center, why can't the Boston Celtics leave the Garden to a brand new facility? If the Lakers can leave the Great Western Forum, an unbelievable facility, tons of memories, right in the middle of Inglewood, right by my grandmother's house.
Oh, dear Lord.
It was. Why can't the Celtics leave the Garden? Why would it be unthinkable for the Celtics to leave the Garden? Other teams have done it. Golden State did it.
Okay.
I'm just going to put it out there.
I know you're the idea guy.
I was just thinking.
I don't want to blow this up on you, but where in Boston would you put an arena? Because in L.A.
Not my problem.
Oh, there you go. Because in L.A., they had one facility, or that Staples Center was a part of a build-out of a bigger area.
Restaurants, so, a whole, like, Patriot Place.
There you go. So I was going to say, so it'd be like the equivalent of putting an arena at Patriot Place. Do we dare even think of that?
There's space.
We will get to the lunchtime parlay next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.